I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. In the United States alone, there are an estimated 44,000 deaths by suicide a year. Dean Vandermeer of Set Free Ministries says every once in a while, they'll get a call from someone ready to end it all.
They don't know where to turn anymore, and they have hit a place of hopelessness. They've been believing lies for years, and they hit a place of life is not worth living anymore.
Sadly, very few people understand the integral role that the gospel has in both mental and spiritual health. To learn more on this subject and get connected with resources from Set Free, head to missionnews.org. And if you're struggling right now, Vandermeer wants you to know that you have a loving Father who created you with purpose and knows you by name. And in a sea of ministries, it's not often that an organization can do something unique. However, Ron Kirakosta says as soon as he heard of Call of Hope, he knew there was something special.
Call of Hope works with over 200 former Muslims, Muslim background believers. They are the ones that actually carry out the work of Call of Hope in over 27 nations.
Call of Hope only uses indigenous workers to build relationships with the local Muslim population and bring them the truth and love of Christ.
Allah is not a God of love, and that is not an idea that they know a lot about. So when we say we would like to help you in one way or another, when we reach out to people, when we show them kindness and love, it speaks volumes. It bowls them over.
You can learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope this month that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.